There I stood, steed to steed, face to chest. Fearing that I would never again see the light of day. Just then, the spark of an idea came into my head. And I spoke up, and to the dread horseman I said,
"What?"
Well, I said, "Fearful spirit, you rode far and near. It would seem you are thirsty and tired. Perhaps a libation would give the sensation you once knew when you were alive. A jug of fine punch in my bag with my lunch I could give you to quench your great thirst. But to get it, you'll need to rev up your dread steed and then race me and beat me quite first. I knew that the ghastly horseman wouldn't be able to resist a challenge to race, for I have heard from the Dutch wives of the many tales that this ghost had once been a Hessian soldier in life, and the Hessians could never resist a good bet. And it was only by chance that I had earlier stopped at this very tavern to have a morsel or two of lunch on my way to Terrytown. And being not satisfied with the quantity of food I had eaten, I had the cook make me up a small bit of venison, sweet potatoes, roast turkey, cornbread, ham, carrots, apple pie, and a small jug of Trudy's famous punch. Oh, perhaps 8 or 9 gallons or so to have as a snack before dinner. And as I knew the legend well, that I had but to reach the church bridge, for the bridge had some power over the horseman, and he cannot cross over it, I reared back my steed and said, "Let's race." So he pulled round beside me, and with a shriek tried me, and took off like brimstone he rode. With his pumpkin beside him, he rode fast as lightning, and beat me quite certain, you know. So I got off my horse, and I opened my bag, giving up the punch to the dark lord. But I said with a wink, "What's the use of the drink when your pumpkin head gets the reward?"
But, Mr. Bones, why didn't the horseman take the punch and then grab you too?
Oh, you see, my young lad, as he took the punch, I was standing safely upon the church bridge.